Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Harper taps the barrel down on the edge of the plate a couple of times. Now readies. Elder takes a peek back at first base. The right-hander's pitch. Swung on. Belted. Wow. Deep right field. And it's long. Gone for Harper. A second deck three-run home run for Bryce Harper as he punishes that pitch from Bryce Elder. And the Phillies take the 4-1 lead.
Yo! It is a special edition of High Hopes Radio on Final Out. And it was a party down at Citizens Bank Park tonight. Jack Fritz, James Seltzer with you for the next hour. As you head home from the game, 215-592-9494. Fritzy, what a freaking party tonight, pal. How you doing?
There's something about the bottom of the third inning against the Braves
yep.
in game threes at Citizens Bank Park that don't tend to go very well for the Atlanta Braves. And let me just get this one out of the way early. When it's all said and done, and this is no disrespect to Mike Schmidt, that man is going to be the greatest Philly of all freaking time. I mean, what a player. It's not only he's a great player. He's two away from the franchise's record for postseason home runs.
Already.
In like five games. It's really only been five games. And it's the player. It's the moments. It's clutch. It's Orlando Arcia poking the bear and him staring him right down. The guy is a Mount Rushmore Philly, working his way into being a Mount Rushmore all-time Philadelphia athlete. And Mike Schmidt's the most talented, greatest player. I get it. That dude's the best Philly of all time.
Dude, he is on his way to that, seriously. And in terms of clutch, like, I don't ever remember a player who just felt the moment.
Dude, Derek Jeter more. Hit little slap hits clutch plays. This dude's hitting tanks. He went second deck.
And for him to be able to use the motivation the way he does, to channel his aggression, like, it is special. It is like inner circle Hall of Famer type.
Dude, it's
play.
Not even inner circle. Baseball players don't do this.
No, superstars don't do this. Like, superstars do not do what this guy does over and over and over again.
Dude, we've made this comparison after Bedlam at the Bank. He is the most, like, basketball player, like, walk-off
yep,
shot.
No doubt.
Kind of, like, again, because baseball players and great players, individual players, They bet once, like you know, they're not up all the time. Mm-hmm. The ball's not always in their hand. They're not the quarterback. They can take the team down the field. They bet. It's just so rare that they're up in those kind of moments. And it just feels like every time he's in those moments, he's come through. Like, I'm more surprised when he doesn't.
I know, me too.
I'm way more surprised when he doesn't come through. Like, I just love him. I love him. I yeah. love Bryce Harper.
I do, too. I do, too. And he listens to WIP. We'll get to that, too. Our guy. Like, and that's the thing, too, with Harper is like, obviously, the play on the field is as good as we've ever seen from a Philly in our lifetime.
By the way, already really good at first base.
Way better
first base. It looks like he's been playing his whole life.
It's unbelievable. But, like, also for this guy to come – like, we've talked about this so many times, but I just kept thinking tonight about how we never get that guy. Like, we have never had the superstar say, I want to go be a Philly. And then for him to come here and embrace this city and this organization.
He might be more than embracing the city.
Dude,
buddy.
he's like a Philadelphian. It's like he's lived here his whole life. He's like a 4-for-4 guy. It is truly special, man. Like, it is, you know, I'm old, as you point mm-hmm. out. I have not seen many things in my life like this guy in this city right now. What's happening?
It's so, and by the way,
two home runs
plus 3,300.
Yeah, well
which
done.
I told a lot of people that
you like did.
It's probably the
you,
first thing I told people.
You
today.
Told a lot of people. We are
for those that are not aware, I took Bryce over 1 and 2 home runs. 2 home runs was plus 3,300.
No which, big deal to you.
Like literally, my boy Bryce Harper. By the way, 330 also $330 million. Whatever. The synergy is just out of control. Him staring down Orlando Arcia. That photo. It was. I compared it to the Iverson over Lou.
It's such a great comparison.
I mean, it's Iverson over Lou. Like that is a cold, cold moment.
It was and iconic,
dude,
is what
dude,
it was.
Dude, the guy has had two postseasons here. I mean, we're just getting started, man. Like that's why part of the reason why I couldn't wait to get back in this ballpark and have these postseason moments again is because we get to see that dude on this stage and what he's doing right now. Listen, he's already a Hall of Famer, you know, like, as long as things don't go awry. But now it's like when Bryce Harper is making his speech in Cooperstown, like that highlight reel before it opens up to the thousands, possibly tens of thousands of Phillies fans who have made the trip to Cooperstown for Bryce Harper's induction speech.
It will be the most Philly fans to ever travel to Cooperstown without a doubt.
It is. It's going to be bedlam at the bank. It's going to be that home run tonight. It's going to be the stare down. It's going to be all the home run off McCullers last year. The double last year in the NLCS mm-hmm. game 4. Like, so many moments. And, like, it's not all about Bryce, but – like, because they hit 6 home runs tonight. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Poor Nick Castellanos. The all-time overshadowed 2-home-run game for Nicky.
But Liam was here, so good vibes.
And look, that first homer was huge. Like, let me tell you, being in the building for that one, like, it was tight
it
at
was
1-0. It was. It was the first time this run that we felt tight at all. And that Cassie homer opened it up. It changed the entire energy in this building.
Totally. 100% agree. Like the Cassie home run was like, okay, deep breaths.
Yep.
Exhale.
Yep.
And they poured it on. And
they poured it on, man. A 10 spot.
Legitimately.
They didn't put up a 10 spot the entire playoffs last year. First 2 home run game, both of them of the last 2 years.
Yep.
Like,
well, and Castellanos' first playoff home run as a Philly.
Which is huge. How about another first home run, playoff home run?
Trey Turner!
Thank you, Jack. How about that?
Wow.
I mean, but it really was. It was a party, man. And again, for this team, we've talked a lot about Harper, but for the team themselves to lose game 2 the way they did.
Yep.
Especially after losing game 5 in the World Series last year. Like you said it, you're like, that felt like game 5. Like that type of feeling that I have was what I felt like after game 5. For them to bounce back like so authoritatively, so dominantly, like that was what great teams do.
And this is Donovan Chess Pat on our parts. Knowles, man. He's a story. He's also a major story of this game.
No doubt.
The offense, unbelievable. But him holding the Braves to one run in the top of the third, big. Him just, like, starting to mow him down after that, huge.
Even in the first, runners on. Like, throughout the game, he kept getting runners on and finding his ways out of those jams.
And that's been the biggest difference between this version of Aaron Nola they've gotten the last little bit, last four starts, is that when runners get on, he's getting out of it and he's not letting it spiral into more and more runs. He's back to being that version of Aaron Nola. And it just, James, it feels like it's all, like, and I know we'll get to it, but just a PSA, end it tomorrow.
Oh, buddy.
End it tomorrow.
Like, so the We Want Strider chant tonight. First of all, whoever you are who started that chant, that's
Thank
for you.
You. Yeah.
Thank you. That was awesome.
Please don't steal the clap your hands bit already.
Yeah,
but
A long time clapper.
I know. You're a big clap guy.
I'm a clap guy.
But yeah, dude. And I don't know if I'll be able to sleep at night tonight because I am so bloodthirsty and ready to get in this ballpark tomorrow to give that guy everything we got.
Dude,
it's going to be. I mentioned last week how I felt like we were walking into the Roman Coliseum.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow's going, like, given the way they talked in the ninth, the Strider stuff, the We Want Strider, this city is going to be at a frothing point by the first pitch tomorrow.
Dude, and we know, we've talked about it. This building with a chance to clinch a series is different. And with Strider on the hill tomorrow, oh, buddy. All right, 215-592-9494. Get on the line now. We're going to take calls next segment. We want to hear reaction. If you were at the game, call us. Let us know how it felt to be it. I mean, that Harper, the first Harper homer, like, right up there.
With dude.
That Stott one, the Bedlam, the Reese, like, that was special in this building.
And listen, I know like, people that are driving home that maybe don't listen to iHopes, which, what are you doing?
But, what are you doing? Check out the iHopes pod. I mean, come on.
We have talked all year long about the amount of bits this team is doing.
I know.
The biggest bit they're doing is just redoing last year
it's
all
like
over again.
It's like to a T.
Dude, the Hoskins home run and
was
the Harper
home
run.
It's the same thing.
It's the
and
same
like,
thing.
And, like, the Casty homer was, like, the Stott at bat. Like, it's, like, similar type, not a homer, but similar type stuff. Like, the beats were the same.
Right.
It really was. It's
and I'm so happy that Ike was here for the Harper
dude,
home run.
We had a blast celebrating with Ike. Ike's a good time, man.
Yeah.
Ike's fun to hang with.
Well, and Ike has the whole thing on video, too, which
yes,
I'm
he
excited
does.
To see
and
what
I,
that looks
I
like.
I still have some seltzer on me from Ike throwing the seltzer.
Yourself? You have yourself
Yes, I have
on
some
you?
Self on me. All right. 215-592.
I know it's an exciting home run, but calm
right.
down.
That's true. All right. 215-592-9494. We're going to come back. We're going to take your calls. It's High Hopes Radio. Fritz and Seltzer on a special edition of Final Out. As we react to a 10-2 dominant showing from the Phils tonight, they go to close it out tomorrow. We'll react to it all. 215-592-9494. We're coming right back.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
When you said what you said, did you intend for it to get back to Harper when you saw it? Cuando dijiste lo que dijiste, que si tuviste la intención que Harper lo escuche.
No está supuesto escucharlo, por eso lo estamos celebrando en el clubhouse.
He wasn't supposed to hear. That's why we're sober. That was why we were talking in the clubhouse.
The clubhouse is a sanctuary, and I think when things like that get out, it doesn't make people want to talk to the media at all. It affects the people who have been great to us all year, and it is what it is.
What a bunch of babies! That was Orlando Arcia and Travis d'Arnaud whining and crying like a couple of babies because you said something in the clubhouse with reporters there, you moron. Like, no one to blame but yourself, and... Yeah, Bryce Harper made you pay for it.
Hey, I think they deserve a ring when this is all said and done. Listen, can't get mad at Travis d'Arnaud. He brought me Roy Halladay.
That's true.
You know,
that's a good point.
Even though he did rip our hearts out the
that's
other night
a good point.
In the beginning.
Yeah.
So we'll give Travis d'Arnaud a pass. Orlando Arcia, like, I love Orlando Arcia. He's like one of my favorite athletes
Philly's
of all time.
Sports folk hero now, yeah. You know?
Yeah, and like, I mean, between Arcia and then showing up in the Deion Sanders stuff.
Oh.
And like they messed around and made it personal. Like, dude, get this team a ring, man. Like, get this team a ring and see what Broadstreet's like.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, it's going to be – the Eagles parade was a party. Oh, wait, for me, that was wild. I was like a kid, you know? Like, this team, the relationship they have with the city, it's gonna be a love affair between both sides.
Dude, you know what I've said. I'll keep saying it. I truly believe that if the Phillies finish this off and win a World Series, between the seasons it's been after going last year and coming back and the whole thing with the fans, the love affair between team and town, I think it'll be the greatest Philadelphia sports story of my lifetime. Like, I honestly feel that way. It has a chance to really... really, really be special. 215-592-9494. Let's get reaction. If you were down here tonight, call in. Let's do what we've been doing every single post-game show. Let's start it off with our guy, Black Gritty. What up, Bo?
All these people talking, all this stuff I harbor. Why won't they just let him live? Nolo, baby mama. Nolo, I told you today that Nolo's going to take that down and get down. What did he do? Oh, what did he do? Cassidy, what did he say yesterday? Oh, we get punched in the face and we just keep coming back. And what did he do?
Thrive.
Smack two of them right in the face. Right in the face for his son that my son watched so that he, too, can tell the legend of his father.
Yeah, Liam, I'm sorry, buddy. School's canceled.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, Liam. Yeah, I'm sorry. This is like, I know we're making a big declaration here. Hey, like, we're not your parents, hey, but school's canceled.
Yeah, I feel pretty good with that call.
We about to homeschool him in the clubhouse, homie. It's over now. It's over. So let me tell you something. I love you, Bryce Harper. Thank you for choosing me. We are not Bears. They poked the Bears. They came into the Lions' den, boy. They came into the fire pits of hell today, and they got dealt with. They are Lions. You see the hair? Everybody out there shot. I lost the bet because somebody didn't get hit for me, but everybody else was hitting. And it is amazing. Great day in Alonzo morning. Thank you, Philly, for being who you are. Oh, my God. One more, guys. We got to get one more. And it's at home tomorrow, right? Is it home?
It's at home, baby.
Oh, it's at home.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Ratatouille!
Love it. Oh, you're the best.
Yep.
What a great call. What a great way to start off. We are broadcasting live from the Deborah Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth. Deborah Heart and Lung Center, the Delaware Valley's only heart hospital.
My only point is, don't let tonight be game three of the World
Series. No.
Like, I just don't.
They're a team on a mission, man. They're a team on a mission.
And listen, I think last year, legitimately, they were like, we're going to freaking win.
Of course
they
were.
You know what I, like,
the whole city was. We all remember where we were when it was 7-0, game three. After that, like, every single person in this city said, we are winning the World Series.
Yeah. And I think that it was a learning experience. They did not show up the next night. Obviously, they got no hit. So I just hope that tomorrow, like, tonight, for as great as it was that you flushed game two.
No doubt.
Flush this one tonight, too.
Yeah.
Listen,
no, you're right.
Great moment, special. Like, ballpark was electric. Tight in the beginning.
But
it was tight.
We got there.
Tomorrow, and I think the Strider angle.
Me too.
Will get it out of them.
I totally agree with you.
And I think.
Motivation.
Well,
they clearly use it.
And if you remember Bryce talking last year about how he was, you know, before he hit Bedlam, he was just talking about how, like, we're not going back to San Diego.
Yep.
You know, and I don't think they want to get on the plane. I don't think they want to get on the plane and get down to go back to Atlanta for a possible game five. I would feel good because Wheeler's on the mound.
Yep.
I was, before the game, saying Phil's in five. Of course, when they win like that, it's Phil's in four all day.
Yep.
Just come out, take care of business, let the crowd be your ally tomorrow. Because they're coming in bloodthirsty, ready to go.
Ready for blood.
Yes, for Spencer Strider, which is funny because, like, he didn't mention Philly
He just...
But everyone was like, you're definitely talking about us.
We all know, man. Like, we all know.
Dude,
who
this
you're
Braves
about.
Team is handling this so bad and
so poorly.
James, I'm so sorry.
I know.
No, I'm so sorry.
Oh, I know.
It's now three home runs, yes, in the third off of Lance.
So look, it's a good thing. We want home field advantage if we get through this and all that, but I was really hoping for a less late night tomorrow night. But, you know,
I am glad.
I'll suck it up.
I'm not saying home field yet.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
No.
I said if they get through.
We are one game at a time
that's
podcast.
Right. That's right.
We've said that many times.
Yes.
said, man, what a – like, I can't – I can't stop smiling.
I know.
And I can't stop thinking about plus 3,300.
I know. It's awesome, man. I keep seeing run over and over again.
I thought Michael Harris caught it. I'm just letting you know.
Did you really? I was right there. I was like, that is long gone.
Because, like, I know my betting history.
Oh, you're talking about the second
the
one?
The second one.
Yeah. Well, he went for it, dude.
Oh, he did.
Leaped over the fence.
Which I didn't appreciate.
No, he really
like,
tried.
He did not know I had plus 3,300.
No, but, you know, it all
worked. It all worked.
Bryce knew.
That's the big key. Is that Bryce is like, hold on, my boy.
We got to take care of Jack, man. Yeah. Jack helped us out. I got to help Jack out, too.
Yep.
215-592-9490.
Schwarber did not help me out.
No, but you know what?
A little down on Schwarbs.
I think you won too.
Yeah, we're still winning.
All good.
Yeah, it's all
pretty crazy. Look, they're a game away from clinching, and they've already won a series prior to this, and Schwarber's yet to homer, so
I know.
We're, you know, but he's due.
It's funny because he's been like fine.
Yeah, until tonight, he had hits in every game.
Yeah,
so
he's a single. He's a slap hitter.
That's yeah. what he. You know, yeah. Whatever works. All right, let's. Our guy. We saw him tonight. Let's go to Downingtown and talk to Chad. What up, Chad?
Nine more. Oh, guys. Yeah, it was a little bit dead to start the game. Yep. I was tweeting out. Jack, I stole your tweet with feels like a loss.
I didn't say feels like a loss. I said tight ballpark.
No, I know, but that's always your tweet. I had to get it out. And you know what? The reverse jinx was there for us. Yep. And Harper, man, like that dude is just so good at baseball. And then Castellanos, like, both of them coming in the Dion shirts and both of them hitting two home runs. Like,
it's
what are
crazy.
The chances of that?
Yeah, what exactly, Chad? Like, it is so insane, and it just shows these guys really did come in with a purpose and with a mission, and they executed it.
Yeah. So, all right, guys. So, one more tomorrow. We're going to come in hot. Strider is not able to pitch in this ballpark during October. So, let's grease the poles and get ready for a celebration and then the NLCS.
Love it. Chad, awesome seeing you tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night at the game.
Spencer.
Strider.
Dude, again, I don't want to sleep. I might sleep at the ballpark.
You should.
Yeah, I might. Right maybe here. I'll sleep under here.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
If I sleep under here, they won't catch me.
Well, I have a feeling tomorrow night I'm not going to get any sleep at all.
No, try to take advantage of it. Dude, it was 7:30 in like the fourth, and I was like, dude, the Marlins games didn't start till 8.
I know, dude.
It was a very slow-moving day.
I know. Well, the Diamondbacks now up 4-0 on
Great.
The Dodgers early, so we'll be here at 8 o'clock tomorrow night, ready for blood.
Guess who's doing pregame?
That's right. We'll be on pregame tomorrow night. Check us out. High hopes pregame and postgame. All right. 215-592-9494. We'll continue to take your reaction as we continue to react to an absolutely dominant showing from the Phillies tonight. I want to get more thoughts on Nola. We haven't given Nola enough credit mm-hmm. and enough talk because he really was awesome tonight, and the ovation off the field was special. So that's coming up next, as well as your calls. It's Fritz. It's Seltzer. It's High Hopes Radio. We'll be right back.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Do you get deja vu?
Home out at second base. Stott aboard at first. The pitch swung on. Hit in the air. Left center field. Rosario on the run to the gap. Still going. He can't get it. It's down for a base hit. At the base of the wall. Bohm will score. Stott will score. And how about that? It's another 6-run bottom of the third inning in game 3 for the Phillies.
Incredible.
JT with a 2-run double, and it's 6-1 Phillies.
I mean, the fact that it's a 6-run third again, batting around in the inning, home JT, how about it? Really, just this.
You never doubted home JT.
Never once. Never said anything bad about him. This team, like carbon copying last season, is just getting weirder and weirder. Like, it's like hard to believe that we're seeing this play out the way it's playing out again.
And you know what the ultimate cherry on top would be? is a reset bat.
Oh, buddy.
Like,
buddy.
It feels like we're setting up for that.
It does.
It feels like we're setting up for that. And again, 6-run third, unbelievable. But, I mean, Aaron Nola.
Yeah.
And he, we said a month ago, you have a chance if you just go on a run to change the entire narrative about your season. Has anyone even thought about midseason Nola right now?
Nope.
Like, it's back to being like, well, and the Conklin song, obviously.
Yeah, it was
might
huge.
Sweeping the nation. No, Nola.
So good.
Yeah, so good. And, like, he's back to being our guy. And the fact that, you know, again, when we talk about this whole thing seemingly coming together at the right time, you know, what we said heading into the postseason was offense, we feel good about.
Yep.
The bullpen, there's enough talent down there to where if they can just get on a run, they can do their mm-hmm. thing. It was always going to come down to Wheeler and Nola.
Yep.
And through.
So far, so freaking good, man.
Better than last year.
Yeah,
and
they were
both good last year as well. I mean, it's, man, it's special. And tomorrow, Ranger on the mound. So
yeah, official, by the way. Topper just announced that Ranger Suarez will start the game tomorrow.
So it's going to be interesting because it will not be the same strategy they used in game one, I don't think. Like, I'm sure they would let him go deeper into this game. Mm-hmm. The one thing that I was thinking about is, and maybe this could be a strategy they use tomorrow. We'll see how the game kind of plays out. But if they want to do Ranger only going four again and only being like a one-time through the lineup guy, if they can have a righty go like an inning or two. I don't know who that righty would be at this point. Obviously, we'll decide that tomorrow. I wonder if they give Sanchez like it's almost like a piggyback with a pause.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it's not the same pitcher because Ranger and him are very similar.
Yeah.
But it's essentially getting seven
innings. Try and line it up with the, you know, Acuna, Riley when those guys are coming up.
Yeah. So it's like Ranger starts.
Yeah, because Albie's worse from the left side, too. So that works out great if it's at top three.
Ranger from the left side, pause, guy in the middle, whether it's an inning or two, and then back to being Sanchez. That should be able to get you through seven. And then
you got your guys rested. I mean, they didn't use Alvarado tonight. They didn't use Hoffman. Obviously, Kimbrel, like all those guys.
Kimbrel,
like,
sat a lot, which is important.
Yeah, huge. Of all the guys who can get rest. And he looked better. Like that mm-hmm. inning in Atlanta was really good. 1-2-3, which was shocking of all things.
By the way, another scoreless outing for Orion Kirkring.
No big deal to him. Mm-hmm. Like, start the year in low A. And
saw his dad post-game walking around here.
Get outs in the postseason like it's nothing.
Like it's nothing.
Man, yeah. What a team. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll continue to react. Call if you're on your way home from the game. Let's keep it rolling. Let's go to Northeast Philly and talk to our guy Richie. What up, Richie?
James, Jack, first things first, and I can hear Elliot breathing behind you in the broadcast
right
booth there.
He's right here.
Whoever's in charge of putting high hopes on pregame and postgame, I speak for everyone when I say thank you, thank you, thank you, and keep it going. Bryce Harper.
Oh, we plan on it, buddy. Back tomorrow.
Listen, Bryce Harper, 7 games against the Braves, 481, 13 hits, 5 home runs, 10 RBIs, 9 runs scored.
Wow.
He owns them.
Wow.
He owns them.
That
and
is
listen,
insane.
This city, between the 83 Phillies, the 93 Phillies, the 07, the 12 run, and now this one, we have every generation from kids now who are 6, 7, 8, 9, all the way up through people 60, 70, 80 years old. Everybody is now united, having seen some form of Phillies team make a run. And I really believe that that's why this city is so swept up this time around. Every generation is involved with this team.
Richie, that's a great point. Wechter said that. I was hanging with Wechter during the show a couple of days ago, and he was like, yeah, this team is like a new generation's team. You know, it's like for me it was 80, for you 93, for the, you know, and so on and so forth. And then 07 to 11, the whole thing. Like,
and for you, the Whiz Kids.
That's right. Me, the Whiz Kids. Well, really, I love the 1883 team. The
well,
first
you're
one.
A big fan of the 64 team until the collapse.
Yeah, I thought we had it that year. But, Richie, it's a great point, man. And that's part of what makes sports so special is not only is it generational, and it's something like my dad is the reason I love baseball. Like, he's the one who got me to be a Phillies fan, the whole thing. But also, like, in this city in particular, you know, it's part of the fabric of the city. It really does matter more here. And, you know, when you combine that with the generational aspect of it, like, it is a special thing, man. It's special.
It's awesome. Let me throw two more things at you real quick. Number one, I've been saying this all night long on Twitter, Bryce Harper. We deserve him as much as he deserves us in this city. It's a match made in heaven.
Love
and
it.
As far as the highs of game one, the lows of game two, and all that discussion we had back in tonight, this is why we follow sports, fellas. This is why we do it. Love you guys.
Richie, great call.
Yeah, and just thinking about Bryce and what's going on right now, I just hope that everyone out there, you know, if you're old enough, obviously you're old enough to listen to the radio, but like, no, that's not breaking news. But like, we're going to be able to spend the rest of our lives saying that we got to watch Bryce freaking Harper in his prime, like, go off. Like, I can't wait to, because like, I always get jealous. Like, people growing up, I was like, oh, I saw Reggie. Oh, I saw Mike Schmidt.
Totally.
Like, oh, I saw all these guys. I get to say I saw Bryce Harper.
Yeah, man.
Like, I get to say I saw Bryce Harper at Bedlam at the Bank. We saw Bryce Harper in the World Series in Game 4 after the Arcia comments. We got to see Bryce Harper, like, in like doing his thing, being an all-time playoff performer. Remember before they signed him? People were like,
oh, is he clutch? Oh, no, yeah. Totally.
Has he ever had a big hit in his life? Like,
totally.
Does he have the it factor?
Yep.
Like, yeah, he does.
I think we could say yes, he does.
He's when you think of the most clutch players in the history of baseball, right? Reggie Jackson,
mm-hmm.
Jeter.
Mm-hmm. I know that hurt you to say that, but
it did hurt me to say
that. It's the right thing to do.
It did. I mean, pitchers are different.
Yeah, no, the Becketts, the Smoltzes, those type of guys, like the Schillings and the guys who were huge in the game. Yeah, Poppy. Poppy had some huge moments.
Huge moments.
Yeah,
huge
Manny.
Moments.
Manny was awesome in the playoffs. So. Yeah, Harper's like that kind of guy,
man. I think our guy is working. He might be the 2020s version of Poppy.
Yeah, dude. Because
this isn't ending, by the way.
No, well, that's the point. You're saying all that stuff, and I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, and we're still going.
Yeah.
Like, we're still in the heart of this thing.
He's 31.
Yeah.
30.
30. 30? I believe.
He's 30.
He'll be 31 next year.
Him and Ike share the birthday next Monday.
So. Oh, look at that. Yeah. What a beautiful thing.
Yeah, two goats. Two goats. But like, we're going to, like, I get to pass down that, I got to see Bryce Harper. Like, I think that's why we love baseball. That's why, like, because baseball is generational.
Totally.
Baseball is the sport that you pass down.
Totally. Totally.
And Bryce
Harper. You go to games with your father and you learn the game like that. And to Richie's point, like, in addition to that, the why we love sports thing, you know, I've said this a ton, but like, it's a commitment to watch the Phillies. Like, it's 162 games, and even if you don't do 162, if you do 130, 140, 150, whatever, that's, like, a lot of your life, like, a lot of your free time that you have for 6 months of the year you're giving over to this team on a nightly basis, and, you know, we have not had a lot given back to us over the years.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, when this happens, it's so special because it's like, that's what you do it for. That's why we watch all these games. That's why we invest our time in this club to be able to have this.
I love him.
Me too, man.
I just love him.
I love him so much.
I love him.
Let's keep it rolling. Let's go to Miami and talk to Gordon. Hey, Gordon.
Hey, guys. What's up? High Hopes Radio, let the WIP management know we need you guys every single day. From the beginning of March to the end of October.
It's a lot of radio.
I love it, Gordon.
The team,
I'm there.
The team in green, I don't need to hear about the team in green until Thanksgiving, okay?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Totally agree with you, buddy. Totally agree with you.
I'm with you, buddy.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
But, like, everything you said about Bryce is so true, right? He is, past Poppy, I think he's maybe the most clutch athlete that I can think of in my lifetime since Jordan.
Wow,
but
that's
I don't
bold
actually
statement.
Want to talk about Bryce Harper because the swing of the night and maybe the swing of the year is Castellanos. If the guy's saying we will respond to getting punched in the mouth,
you're right.
They go down tonight, and it's Castellanos who hits the home run to tie the game. And Bryce's big home run is that's awesome, right? Like we all knew he was going to do it in that moment, but it was a tie game because Nick Castellanos, calm and easy, just pops the ball out of the left field.
Gordon, and we said it before, but like in the building, I can't tell you how important that home run was. It was tight here. And Casty at that homer, and the floodgates opened.
Yeah. If in game two, we talked about should Wheeler have been in the game? Should Hoffman have thrown the slider? But the real breaking point in game two is Turner making that error.
Yep.
And tonight, it's Castellanos with the home run.
I agree with you.
That's the moment. It's the most important moment in this entire Philly season. It's like that team was down. It was the worst possible way to have a split in Atlanta. And it's Nick Castellanos who said, everything's fine, guys. I'm just going to calmly go about the business of hitting a home run, tying the game, and now we're going to go win the game. Like,
Gordon,
the MVP of the year is Nick Castellanos.
Gordon, great call. And it was that big in the moment. And let's take a second and think about the Nick Castellanos that we saw in the postseason last year.
The Gold Glover?
Yeah, right, exactly. But, like, seriously, like, how we felt. Like, think about how we felt when Nick Castellanos came to the plate in the postseason last year. And for him to have a night like this. And look, he was their best hitter in Game 2, too, even though they win it. Like, he was awesome. He almost won it for him at the end. Like,
ugh.
Casty, for that guy who has been such a fun guy to have here and has embraced the whole thing and did contribute with his glove last year, it is so awesome to see that dude hitting bombs, getting big hits in the playoffs, because that's what we expected when we signed him.
Yeah, and again, official high hopes, WIP position. Like, school's canceled, Liam. like we got to run. Like,
yeah, we got
to run
covered,
to go
buddy.
On, pal.
We got you covered.
I was listening to Gordon talk. Can we also take a moment to appreciate that for hold on, I'm doing quick math, which is always a bad
That's
idea.
That's a bad idea, buddy.
For 27 innings, the Phillies have essentially kicked the Braves' ass for 24 of them.
Yeah, 25, really. It was because that was just the error that got the run in, but it wasn't like that. Those last two innings, the 2-2, it's really only two innings the Phillies have not dominated.
And, man, the loser vibes.
Losers.
Coming out of that dugout or coming out of that clubhouse.
Unbelievable.
Like, how do they come out? I mean, I know. Like, we did the whole flush it thing after game two. Like, their attitude after losing the game tonight, it's gonna be hard for them to come out tomorrow.
Well, think about the difference. Like, we just had Gordon call in. Think about what Nick Castellanos said after that game and being like, we thrive when we get punched in the face. Like, we're going to use this as motivation. We're going to go out and kick their butts. And, like, the opposite, where tonight you hear,
we wasn't supposed to get out.
You know?
Bad media.
It really is. Like, it one team is ready and one team is not. And that's what it feels like. And it feels like tomorrow night they're just going to.
Our fills. I mean, like,
can you believe it?
Like we've said our whole lives, just winners.
It is surreal to see a Phillies team do this type of stuff. Let's go to the phones, go to Brooklyn and talk to Linda. Hey, Linda.
Hi, dear. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Of course,
well,
Linda.
It is so exciting. I was listening to all the Sherrod Hartfield moments, and, oh, man, this is absolutely special. And I agree with you guys. You know, I am a little bit concerned, I guess all of us here, who love the Phillies, you know, about going, I would prefer, God, as my helper here, and I'm going to pray about this, you know, they really don't need to go around that Atlanta, those fans are angry about something. They throw trash. I said, what are they saying, that my Phillies are trash?
No,
I think
they just were showing that they were not a very classy fan base in that moment, that's for sure.
You know, but it was so out of the ordinary. It was very, very shocking, you know, when a lot of people were talking about it.
Yeah.
Their responses, so.
We love it, Linda.
Philadelphia, just classy.
Yeah, that's what
just,
we do.
Just win.
Well, it's true. And Linda, thanks for the call. Like, that's the thing is it has changed.
God. It's you're seeing fights all over football. Like, you're seeing Braves fans throw stuff on the field. Meanwhile, Philadelphia, everything's just like, dude, have you seen those crowds?
Like, the story of the season for Philadelphia fans has been the crowds in the playoffs and us giving an ovation to our struggling player.
Yeah.
Like, that's the story of the season.
And I think that the whole narrative of the Philadelphia sports fan has totally been flipped.
It's changing, man.
Totally been
As
flipped.
It should have a long time ago. It was such a BS narrative. It was so tired.
Highest slugging percentages in postseason history.
Oh, yeah. This is a good one right here.
Number one, Babe Ruth, .744 slugging percentage, which is bonkers,
insane.
By the way.
It doesn't seem real.
Lou Gehrig.
I heard him.
.731.
Yeah, I've heard of that guy. Those two guys had a lot of postseason success, I think we could say.
Number three.
Get out of here.
Bryce Harper.
Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Bryce Harper.
.635.
Oh, my God.
Again. Your little slap hitter, Derek Jeter. He's the third highest postseason slugging percentage in the history of Major League Baseball.
And he's behind two, like, legends, well, like 1927 Yankees guys.
And
you know?
I'm not here to disrespect people that were alive to watch Babe Ruth. You know,
oh, Bryce Harper's a way better player than Bryce.
Well, he's also, I mean, Babe Ruth was
Babe Ruth would not, exactly. Yeah. Babe Ruth would not thrive in today's game. I'm sorry to tell people. People hate when you say that, but it's just the truth.
Well, I mean, yeah, what, Ruth did it on hot dogs and beer.
Yeah.
You know, how'd you do it? Well, Bryce Harper's doing it by being the GOAT.
Yeah, Bryce Harper's doing it on motivation alone. Like, that's all that guy needs. Let's go to Roxborough and talk to Zach. Yo, Zach.
Gentlemen. Tonight was one of the most beautiful nights of my Phillies fandom.
Yeah.
Same.
If you give me just a moment, grew up a Phillies fan, you know, sitting in my dad's truck at an ice cream spot, listening to Harry Callis call games on the radio, fell off a little bit, 07, living with my dad, started asking him questions about the Phillies as a way to just kind of reconnect with him, to ask him, like, you know, start conversations. Leads to cheering champagne and red cups in 09 and 08, and then, you know, that whole run. Last year, got to go to a couple playoff games. This year, my dad bought me a Sunday package for a season ticket so I could buy a round for each of these playoffs.
Nice.
He passed away a couple weeks ago.
I've gone
to both wild card games. I've gone to this game, and every time when Stott hit that grand slam, when Bryce hit that home run, all I could do is look into the sky and think of my dad and how much he must be screaming at the top of his lungs at what is happening with this team right now. It is insane. You're right. It was super tight tonight. The beginning of this game, my friends were texting me, why does the crowd feel so tight? Because it just, like, we got punched in the face the last game, right? Nola looked amazing. I felt like he was going to show up like he always does in the playoffs, and he has so far. And then Bryce and Castellanos first just opened it up for everybody, and then the party started, man. And it was – I got to go with my brother. It's just a magical moment, and this team means so much to the city, to the fan base, like you said, to generations of fans. I'm nearly 40. So I'm not nearly as old as Seltzer, but, but you know, like it's just this, and I was around for 93, barely conscious probably of like sports on the level that I am now. And I feel like everything is lining up for us to make another magical run. We either take this game tomorrow or we take it in five. I don't care. The Braves have nothing to beat us at this point. And then, more likely, the Diamondbacks are coming here, and we're going to smoke
advantage
them.
The first time, in
I
the
know,
postseason,
right?
It seems like, well, it's
yeah,
like
because yeah. They have no, like, this new team that's never been to playoff.
Oh,
they have no freaking idea the buzzsaw that is Citizens Bank Park that they're walking into. None of these teams can handle it. And to your point, you know, like Nick saying, we got punched in the face. We love to get punched in the face. I remember seeing a picture Bryce Harper wearing a Trey Turner T-shirt, Ronald Acuna wearing a T-shirt about himself. Speaks volumes to the difference in the culture that these two teams have.
Zach,
and we
wonderful call, my friend.
Thanks.
Seriously,
thanks,
we appreciate,
I really appreciate
you. There was a great call. Call us again after the win.
Yeah, man.
That's a beautiful thing, man. And I'm really sorry you lost your dad. I know what that's like.
I appreciate it, man. But like, you know, I think he's happy right now, and
man,
he's enjoying it. And we got nine more for Danny Dean. We got nine more topper.
Love it. Zach, great
thanks
call.
So much, Zach.
Yeah, and look, you know, my dad passed away almost 20 years ago, and I never got to see a World Series championship with him. And when they won in 08, that was like the main thing going through my mind. So that's what we're talking about, where it's so important to generations, to families, to the way you connect with your families, to how what you how you like spend time together. It's just a it's more than sports. It really is, man.
Yeah. I mean, and that's why the city's the best. You know, obviously when the Eagles won in 17, so many people like went to graves and put Eagles caps on, and it's a special, special place. And you know, when Bryce talks about it, he feels it. You know, and he gets us, and I can't wait to get back in this ballpark tomorrow.
I'm so excited.
I can't wait.
I am so excited.
I hope Spencer Strider can't sleep tonight.
Yeah, dude, do you think he can? That guy's terrified. They need to play the video of him saying, I don't want fans in the stands on the screen.
Dude, what?
It'll melt here. Like, the place will literally melt.
I couldn't stop thinking when the We Want Strider chants were going, like, do you think he was just sitting in the dugout, like, bleep?
Yeah. I think that's exactly what was going through
his head. Like, do you think he was like, oh, damn it.
Yep. I think that's exactly what's going through his head. I mean, you don't say that unless that's in your head, unless that's something you're thinking about. And now he's coming into a game with a crowd out for blood and a team that is on the ropes. You know, like, it's not like there's no pressure on you, Spencer. There's a lot of pressure on you, buddy. And the crowd's going to be loud. It's going to be an awesome, awesome night here tomorrow night, Fritzy, at likely late night.
And likely 8 o'clock start, yes.
Likely late night. All right, let's get one more call in before we get out of here. Let's go to Matt in Wilmington. Yo, Matt.
Fellas, this is what happens when you come to Philadelphia.
Yep.
This is a special, special team, and the Braves are finding that out for the second time in 2 years. These guys remember. The Braves, they remember this. They are not looking forward to coming to the ballpark tomorrow. And I can tell you, the Phillies, Bryce Harper, baseball Jesus himself, cannot wait for tomorrow night. It is
He might
over.
Not sleep tonight either.
No.
I don't think he can wait to get back here.
These guys, this Phillies team, they saw the promised land last year. And they're going to summit the mountaintop this season. I know it. And I feel it.
Matt, Jack, I agree with you. The two more wins, they came into the season with a mantra, with an ethos, with a destination. And it really does feel like this is a team on a mission.
Exactly. And you saw it with Castellanos, the ring finger. They have a goal. They know what they're here to do. It's not to win the NLDS. It's to win the World Series. And they're on the right track right now. What I saw tonight was a team that fights. And this is the Phillies team that I saw last season for 95% of the postseason. And I cannot wait. I'm going to be at the game again tomorrow. I got to see Jack today. And I will not sleep. I can tell you that much. And I am counting down the minutes. Let's go,
great,
fellas.
Great meeting you today, buddy.
Matt,
really appreciate
great
that.
Great call, buddy. We'll be here tomorrow. Everyone come say hi. Looks like we'll be doing the pregame show. As it looks like the Diamondbacks are going to win. We'll see what happens. Still early. 4-0, as we know, is not an insurmountable lead.
No.
So, you know, that's something. All right, Fritzy, put a bow on it.
So it went from a tight ballpark to a party. Aaron Nola stepped up, big spot, did his job. And our guy continues to cement and create a legacy of being the best Philly of all time. And he's continuing to do that. I want a special shout out to Orlando Arcia.
Oh,
my favorite my favorite player in baseball.
I love him.
Like he's just the best.
Yeah.
And
he never has to buy a drink in Philly. I'll tell you that much.
Never again. And in a season with so many storylines, again, like from the ovations to the no hitter to the crowds in August to the Marlins series to like
Harper 300 to
Harper,
you know, so
300,
many things
blowing that game, but we they're continuing to put together an all-time run, and I just can't help but think about finishing the job.
Yep.
And they look motivated, they look locked in. And Spencer, I hope you sleep like crap tonight.
Oh, buddy, we're coming for you, pal. We. This time it's we. The Phillies are coming for you, too, but we.
Yeah.
Philadelphia is coming for you, Spencer Strider. And, you know, to Jack's point, like, what a night for our guy Bryce Harper, who, you know, we said this before, but, you know, he knows how important this is for his legacy, for his history, for all that stuff. Like, and I think this team, they're primed, man. They're primed, and they love each other, and they play for each other, and they love us, and they tell us they love us. It is a it's a special thing we're witnessing right now, and I can't wait to get back here tomorrow and witness it again and end it. That's
end
exactly
it.
Right. Spencer Strider, we're coming for you. All right. Tucker, thank you to Tucker Bagley in the studio. Awesome job producing the show. Thank you to everyone who called in. We literally could not do the show without you. Our guy, TK Tom Kelly, coming up next. Call him about Nola. Tell him how great Nolan was.
Oh, yeah. Where's the fake ace now?
Where is he? Make Tom Kelly answer for the Nolan take tonight. But no, Tom's super psyched, I'm sure, too. That was an awesome win tonight. So everyone call TK. Take it through the night. I'll talk to you guys soon. I'll be back at 6 a.m. Fritz after that. And again, check out the IOPS pod. What a win. 10-2 final tonight. A thrilling win. Thank you to everyone for listening, for calling. It has been a special edition of High Hopes Radio, reacting to a dominant Phillies win, right here on 94 WIP.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.